And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper. Peg Tolo. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Pacu, Pacu, Pacu. I don't matter at all. Listening to the Fusilies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job, the Benz this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So anyway, that was a track called I Don't Matter At All. Let's get the good stuff out of the way first. That was a band that we think of. Now, I just pronounced them Pacu, 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 but you're thinking what?
I was thinking like a gun sound, like pew, pew, pew. But
right.
I wouldn't, on second thoughts, thought it started with PK.
No, so, or it could be PQ, PQ, PQ.
PQ, PQ, PQ. No,
that's what I went to start with, yeah. Anyway, they are Toronto punk and roll, Tony. The important thing is great song.
Yes.
The second most important thing is how you can find more about this unpronounceable band, who are probably very easily pronounceable to everyone else but us two. What is PQ, PQ, PQ's website?
PQ, PQ, PQ dot CA?
PQX3.com, and that is the letter P, then KEW as in Kew Gardens, then the letter X, then the numeric 3, then .com. PQ×3.com. Makes sense?
Makes sense.
Makes sense. Paul of the Internet 1, Tony Nil. If you are a fan of PQ, BQ, and you know how to say it properly, please do send us an audio file so we don't mess up again in the same style as Mick Channon famously did with Gary Lineker. as Peter Powell did with Depeche Mode and as I did with Kasabian. We're all guilty. Now, this is a point in the show when I have a joke or a poem for you. Guess what, Tony?
Don't got one.
I haven't got either. No. Got a joke or poem for me? Email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. I will have some news about my local jokes very soon, and we're going to have a lot of news, hopefully, about listeners, or at least one, next week. But right now, I ain't got nothing. So unless you've got a joke to hand, Tony, we're cracking on.
Got nothing.
We are cracking on. We've never played PQPQPQ before. Here's another band we've never played before. Some Liverpool post-punk for you now, Tony.
Okay.
Very, very now, but also very, very then.
Mm.
Almost a now then. I'm pathetic. A band called The Vile Assembly, Tony. Now, we know how to pronounce that, The Vile Assembly. They are from Liverpool. They might prefer if I said The Vile Assembly, but I doubt it. Let's go with The Vile. It's like these bands are never going to want to be played again by
you. Yeah.
What is The Vile Assembly's website?
TheVileAssembly.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet One, and this is Not Quite Fair. Listening to Desoro, who's underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I will just mention that we are going to be playing a track in a little while by a band that feature a member of Desoro's as well.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll maybe give him a heck tolo.
Smashing.
That was The Vile Assembly, Not Quite Fair. Tony, and that's... is that the only track we've got by them? I'll check. We might be playing something else by them in a few weeks' time. I'm not sure. After not scrambling around this week, but after using the new music we had available that was good enough to be on the show and picking a couple of things out from the last few months, I suddenly fear a backlog.
Oh.
But we'll be all right anyway.
Okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. Do like to hear from you. Leave the cheeky comment if you can. Or just a normal comment, actually.
You're a bit obsessed with cheeky, aren't you?
Yeah, I think as soon as you start saying it, it's a little bit hard to get out of the knack of it.
It is.
Maybe I will try a bit harder.
I wouldn't bother.
Nah. Yes, thanks for comments. Two this week. Or kind of tune a bit. Michael Molloy's been in touch.
Hello again, Michael. Heg Tolo, Michael.
Heg Tolo. And he says, Finn Show Gutter, Zipeni Stralindi, Oxalicted the Trin Sets. Oh.
Yeah. What he's done there, Tony, I'll tell you now, he's done a Google Translate in Norwegian of what he wants to say.
He has.
And it's come up just about right.
So he actually said, nice show, boys, Zipeni. Brilliant.
Yeah, that's the zips, yeah.
Yeah. Also like the Twin Sets. Thanks very much.
He did indeed. Thank you very much, Michael. Very kind of you. And thank you for the Norwegian.
It's lovely.
Thank you for the Norwegian. I've got some Norwegian news as well this week.
Have you? Is that for later on? Or
it is. It's for later on, yeah.
Ooh. Tease. Simon Knott's been in touch.
Hello, Simon Knott.
And he said,
we're going to see him in a few days.
We are, apparently. He said, it's only just over a week before our trip to meet Paul B. Edwards and Tony Hearn at the Nutty Nottingham Comedy Walk-In Tour. He does like tagging people into posts.
Yeah, he does.
And having it large afterwards. Meet Lee Petherick, Ian Branton, Michael Blake, Conrad Benefield, Key Gooch, plus some reprobates, Doddy and Ron, that's on Facebook. Plus Andrew Mount, there's a lot of people coming.
Suggest the other ones aren't reprobates.
I know. Andrew Mount, who's actually seen Paul performing, as far as I know.
That's a bit weird as well.
It is, isn't it?
It is, because it was a long time ago.
As far as I know, they are punky virgins, but endeavour to change that by next Sunday. P.S. Tony.
Well, they just got a mention, they should be listening to this.
I know. He says, PSA, no getting poorly and crying off. It's charming, isn't it? Really? Yeah, so Andrew Round, he comments, says it was the stop, the Pigeon Comedy Club in Eastcote. Must have been 95 or 96.
It was the Stop the Pigeon Comedy Club.
Oh, it was actually the that makes much more sense.
It really does.
Yeah. Great Bill, poor comparing. Including some of the lyrics to Born to Be Mild. Ooh. Two of the favourite comics of the time, Otis Cannelloni and Dylan Moran.
Yeah.
Their careers took a slightly different turn.
They did.
Yeah.
I've got no memory of that gig whatsoever. I know the gig in question. I only did it a couple of times. It was run by a bloke called Joel Saunders, and it might even still exist. Joel Saunders became the only boat comedian at the time, and by that I don't mean a comic who lives on a boat, there's more than one of those, but the only one who does entire shows about what it's like to live on a boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. There you go then.
But he wasn't performing that night. I think he was a teacher once upon a time as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's it for Facebook.
So really? That concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Two songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Reverend Beatman and Isabel Garcia with another great track from their new album. First up, The Cheap Cassettes, who we haven't played, I think, since last year. They had an album out fairly late last year that we played a couple of tracks off. I've had another one to feature. They are, right, okay, I'm describing this Seattle power pop punk, Tony.
Okay.
In the, it's kind of punk, but well, you get the idea. Dead catchy, absolutely brilliant. What is the, and it's another one of these, Tony, what is the Cheap Cassettes Bandcamp page?
cheapcassettes.bandcamp.com.
it is, and that was a bit of a clue, I realised, but well done. Tony 2, Paulie B. Internet 1, and this is Hieroglyphics in Lipstick. We'll be right back.
she caught her like a disease I never had before. But really, she's the same as it is. Come sit down and ride that girl in that room. Like an elevator, and it won't feel better. She was so prime. She was my idol. Ready to lipstick. Crazy hieroglyphics. She was so fine. She was my rival. Ready to lipstick. Crazy hieroglyphics. She was my foreman. So fast, but the pain goes on forever, and you think that you would learn from the past, but forget feels so much better. Gotta sit down and write that girl a letter, like I never made and I won't feel better. She was so prime, she was my idol, redder than lipstick.
Baby, stay. Yeah, you're dreaming about to.
you're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job. The Bez is rigged, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Reverend Beatman and Isabel Garcia and a track called I Never Told You off their latest album that I can't pronounce. We'll go as far as to say that what you've just heard there, if you weren't aware, is a classic piece of Swiss garage blues gospel scariness.
Right.
And they are great. And the album's great as well. What is Reverend Beatman's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Reverend Beatman.
Facebook.com/ Reverend Beatman Official. Paulie Binsnet 2, Tony 2, and Heg Tollo to Reverend Beatman, who we've now already played twice on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad. Tony, did you do anything last week?
Yeah, I did bits and pieces. Had a little bit of a professional mountain to climb, and I managed to solve that one. But that's for... I'll keep that off air. I also
Did you prune your workforce?
I did a little bit, yeah. something didn't work out, and something had to be removed. bit of employment surgery went on.
Right, okay.
A bit of pruning. Band practice was very good last week.
Excellent.
Another successful band practice. They've got the set down now. Well, we've had it for a few weeks, so we started adding songs, new covers to do. Or they like doing kind of having a few covers at hand. Yeah. Heroes back in.
I agree with them. Have a few covers on the back burner. You never know when you might need them.
They've got a couple
Think
of
Blues Brothers at a country and western gig.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's where we are. We've got a Clash one to do for next week, I think, and things like that.
Oh, really? Which one? Which Clash song are you doing?
Complete Control.
Complete Control. Excellent.
Which I've not heard before.
Oh, Tony.
I know.
You are hopeless. C-O-M Control.
Apparently, I've listened to it once today. I'm trying to get my head around it a little bit.
Great song. Yeah. It's quite an unusual one for them to choose to cover, I have to say. But,
we're trying to think outside the box a bit, but still.
Well, you've certainly done that.
Yeah, exactly. And what's the Rude Boys one? The Rude Boys, yeah.
Doing the Rude Boys as well. Excellent choices.
Yeah.
And interesting, you should have chosen the Clash, are you? You have chosen the Clash and the Ruts, who, depending on whose reports you read during punk rock, if you were a Clash fan, you couldn't be a Ruts fan. If you're a Ruts fan, you couldn't be a Clash fan. And whether they got on with each other or not, I don't know. But that was that right there. So what you're doing there is, in true Apocalypse Baby style, you're adding a bit of conflict into the set without actually playing conflicts. Good work.
That's what we do. And I've suggested we bring in Too Drunk to Fuck as well.
Have you now?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm sure you'll do a better version than we did.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Just try and do it at the pace it is, Tony.
No. We've already sped up, by the way.
Well, of course, yeah. Don't want to do a song called Too Drunk to Fuck and finish early. That's all I'm saying.
What did you go to last week?
Well, last Saturday morning, I got up and I went into town where I met up with four elderly Norwegians and showed them around the city as a private nutty Nottingham tour. And we had a right laugh, and they didn't know that I was anything to do with Norway in any way at all. And when I greeted them with hi, for and hard today, and started talking to them in Norwegian, they all looked a bit blank-faced. It was brilliant. Had a really, really good time with them. Then what to do? Then I met up with my friend Lucy, who does another tour in Nottingham, the architectural tour that I mentioned on the show before.
Yep.
We had some lunch, and then I went and got a haircut, and then I came back and I saw Forest win a game.
Ooh.
First time in a while, which I was very, very pleased about. Well done, Martin O'Neill, because after the first game I had been saying sack the boss. That was Saturday. Other things that I did are leading up to things I can't talk about right now, but we'll talk about hopefully next week.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yes.
And and we'll talk about what's coming up this week, which is more exciting than what I did last week, in the second half of the show. That's about it, really. What I'd like to do, Tony, is talk a little bit about Johnny and the Self-Abusers.
Okay.
Rather, the band they became. So the next band we're going to play, I've already given away, are Johnny and the Self-Abusers. I'm going to tell you now, Tony, before we do all the bits and bobs, there's no website for Johnny and the Self-Abusers. They're a relatively short-lived band. And I'll tell you what I'll play in a second, but they became Simple Minds. Half of them became Simple Minds. And we have played them on the show before, and I've told you this before, but this time around, I did a bit of research into Simple Minds, and Johnny and the Self-Abusers, and I had no idea. The first Simple Minds song that I heard was Promise You a Miracle, which is like 82 or 83, I guess. I had no idea that that wasn't one of their first singles off one of their first albums. It was, in fact, their fourth or fifth album. They'd been going since Johnny and the Self-Abusers split up in the very late 70s. And I was so sure that Simple Minds hadn't really done anything much after that album, after Don't You Forget About Me On in the mid-80s, that I had no idea that they actually had a best of from 1991 to 2002 out. So clearly, I've got to do some Simple Minds research, because actually, I always quite liked Simple Minds. I just didn't necessarily like the people that liked them that I was at school with, who were a bunch of flag-waving wannabes, quite frankly. But I always quite liked the band. I say quite like, that is damning with faint praise. I liked the band, and I particularly like Speed Your Love to Me, as it goes. But anyway, and All the Things She Said, which I think is a cracky one, and not the one with that those Russian birds who sound like they should be singing about an umbrella.
Ah, right, yeah.
The proper one. Yeah. But I never knew much about Johnny and the Self-Abusers because they split up before I was into Double Figures. That's my excuse. This song is taken from the thing we featured last week, which is the history of Scottish independent music from the late 70s to the very early 90s, called Big Gold Dreams. It's out on Cherry Red Records right now. And I did say that we might play some from the vaults for the next few weeks to get a few more tracks out. And that's exactly what I'm doing with Johnny and the Self-Abusers. So they haven't got a website. What's Simple Minds website?
SimpleMinds.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 2. And this, I believe, was the only single Johnny and the Self-Abusers ever brought out. This is Dead Vandals. Listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Johnny and Self-Abusers, Dead Vandals, and we'll have another track from said Big God Dreams compilation halfway through next week's show. Deal?
Deal.
Deal. All right, then. Now then, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh.
Clean. Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. Email me your gigs. And it's free. Free promotion.
Yeah. But you messed out there, and would they like to play with Apocalypse Babies? Which is what you've been saying for the last few weeks.
I thought I'd give it a week off.
I thought you maybe got tired of the band, Tony.
I don't want to beg. No. It's going to be great. The Beach Boys have been in touch.
Have they really?
Or more specifically, John on the Beach Boys have been in touch. He says, "Hi, Tony. We are playing the first gig of 2019 at the Hackney Empire Bar, Friday 1st of Feb. Believe it's free. And we're all growing big beards because it's Hackney."
I did. The only new act competition I ever entered, Tony, was the Hackney Empire New Act of the Year competition in around about 1993.
Wow.
And in my heat were Tim Vine and Milton Jones.
Yeah.
And we got knocked out by a woman.
Oh, really?
And the judges were Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer.
Oh, blimey.
Bit ashamed of themselves. They quite clearly didn't want the competition. So I know that bar anyway.
Okay.
But I've not been there for about 25 years.
Right.
But I shouldn't think it's changed much.
Oh, it's still there anyway.
Other than it's now full of hipsters, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, true. True that. This Friday, if you're around, it's free. Go along, take your beard.
And they haven't said who they're on with or anything.
Nah, that's all I've got. Short messages from the Bleach Boys. And I did actually email him back and say, if you want a support man at any point, John, you just let me know. Because I'm really... The Bleach Boys and Pockets Babies would be a great gig. But anyway, that's might all happen. I have. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
It might happen, Tony. It might happen in Burton Latimer.
Yes, it might.
Because I had a chat with Steve from the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
No, Peg Tollo, Duke's Arms.
Peg Tollo, Duke's Arms.
And he hadn't listened this year.
Oh.
He's been busy doing other things, but I think they'll be listening to this week's show. So, yeah, I had a chat with him last night about finally getting around to putting on a punk night, and he has agreed.
Oh, great.
And it will be late spring, early summer, I would think.
Huh. That's all right, then.
The Apocalypse Babies and hopefully the Bleach Boys will be on the bill, and maybe Crash Induction as well.
I mentioned it to the boys, and they're fine with it, so obviously. Good. So, whenever.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. All right. That's it for gigs.
Yep. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Easy as that.
Please.
Two songs in a row again.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the dirtiest, Tony. I'm not telling you the dirtiest what, just the dirtiest. First up, a band originally from California, now based in Dusseldorf.
Ooh.
Called The Morlocks, who were on Hound Gourd Records, who we got their stuff through. Again, relatively late last year, and I had a re-list and thought, there's a load we haven't played of this album that we should do. Going to play one any second now. What is The Morlocks' Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/TheMorlocksBand.
Facebook.com/Morlocks 777. That's MORLOCKS and the numeric 777. Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 3, we can get together. Let our hearts ring.
knob cramp.
Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Dirtiests and a track called Macaroni. Now, that was an EP that came out on Slovenly from a garage punk band from Florence, or Firenze, if you will, in Italy, Tony. Italian punk rock, basically.
Nice.
Absolutely brilliant. What is The Dirtiests' website?
TheDirtiest.it?
It is. Good lad. TheDirtiest.it. Paulie the Internet 3, Tony 4. This is a close one this week, isn't it? Are you doing anything this week?
Relaxing in a very empty office. apart from that, just what we're both doing on Saturday.
What we're both doing on Saturday. Well, maybe you'd like to talk about it, Tony.
I'm going to go along to the now world famous Nottingham tour.
It's, well, world a bit known. World a bit known, naughty comedy industry walking tour, which is going to be a big one this week, Tane, because we've sold 15 tickets, plus you, might be one or two other randoms there. It's going to be a big one.
Blimey.
It's going to be good fun. Looking forward to meet Simon Knott and his posse as well, who, because of various bus replacement services on trains and that, have hired a minibus.
Wow.
They're going for it.
What time is it kicking off? Is it 3?
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. Yeah, I wanted 2:30, but they said that they couldn't get any trains and that until 3, but now they're on a bus, and by then I'd arranged it with the other people that bought tickets, so it's going to be a good one.
Excellent.
It's going to be a good one. I'll tell you what I'm doing, Tony, this week as well.
What's that?
I'm going through a packet of Cadbury Roses cake bars, strawberry dream flavour. And the reason that I've got to do them over the next few days is that I was in Asda today. I'll come back to that in a second. Excuse me. I was in Asda today, and I was in there. Not that I always do this, Tony. I always do this.
Mm-hmm.
I was siphoning through their reduced to clear section, and in it was a packet of Cadbury Roses that had a yellow ticket on top of the original ticket that said, whoops, was £1.60, now 94p. And then another yellow ticket on top of that saying, whoops, was 94p, now 70p. Which made me think I've got about half an hour to eat these before something bad happens.
Yeah.
You'll be unsurprised to hear that during the making of this show, I've already had two bars. While you were talking, mate, I wasn't doing nothing.
Blimey.
I was eating quietly. Absolutely delicious. I was up there at that there at the Asda in Arnold because I'd gone to finally join 2019 and get registered with the two bank accounts I had with HSBC and NatWest with online banking. Ah. And I went to HSBC first, and the whole process took about 45 minutes. It was an absolute nightmare. I was getting really, really bored, quite frankly. I thought, I can't bother with this. Anyway, it was done finally, and I said thank you very much and went off. So I went in the NatWest up the street, where they did it in about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I've got to say, they're a bit more organised with this sort of thing than HSBC. And I will add that when you're a person of approximately my age who isn't particularly technically minded, and you go into a bank and you talk to someone of my age or most likely older who seems less technically minded, two minuses do not make a plus.
Right.
But when you go up to the next bank and you go in and there's a girl of about 23 in there who basically does it without you noticing, a lot more impressive.
Hmm.
Now, my only concern is that the girl who did it so quickly has now emptied that bank of said funds.
Ah.
But you never know. It's traceable.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
So, yeah. That's it. What was I talking about? We're making a show, aren't we?
Yes. And you bought some roses. So,
bought some roses, and then I did that, and then I went and did this thing that I can't talk about till next week, but it might be good news. And then I came back here, and then I read some of my book. I'm reading the latest Jack Reacher book, Tony.
Is that Past Tense, or which one is it? Night School?
Yes.
Past Tense?
No, it's Past Tense, yeah.
All right, yeah. Good,
yeah, past tense. I'll tell you, you've read it. Yeah, it's a bit over descriptive so far. I'm only about two thirds of the way through, but he's started fighting people now, so it's at least got good.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, all right. So I'm sure I'll finish that in the next day or two. I'll probably finish that before the Cadbury's Roses Strawberry Dream Cake bars. In fact,
they do sound dreamy.
They are actually very nice. Yeah, very nice. I know we don't get sponsored by them, but if anybody from Cadbury's is listening, send us a few grand.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Oh, so you're getting some, are you? I might need more than a few grand. Tony's more expensive than I am. Right. Let's do another song.
Okay.
Stunning Southampton indie rock coming up, Tony, in the shape of a band called Toreador. We never played them before. Got this through this week. And in the last 7 days, should I say, because wherever you are, you're listening at a point, but in the last 7 days of the... Oh, shut up, Paul. It's new. It's good. I like it. I think you're going to like it too. What is Toreador's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Toreador.
Facebook.com/Toreador band.
Oh, okay.
Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 4, keeps it interesting. This is Ashes.
Explode. Used to be my baby,
listening to The New Waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Torridor and Ashes. And now, I was just about to tell you something then, and it's completely slipped my mind. So instead, while I think about what it was, I might as well find out the most important thing in this section. Do you have a twat?
I do.
Brilliant. Then let's hear that track. It didn't need to grow on me. I loved it already.
It was always good.
Absolutely brilliant. And thank you so much to Sussex Saints mate, who no doubt his name has escaped you again, Tony.
No, we are going to know him as Knees. His name's Paul Swindell or Knees, but I think we said we would call him Knees.
Paul Swindell?
It's Paul Swindell.
That's very interesting.
Isn't it just?
Yeah, yeah. All right, Knees, thanks for the great track. Let's have it.
Oh, I'm completely wrong. It's Neil Paterson.
It's not Knees at all, is it?
No, it is Knees. It's just Neil Paterson, not Neil Swindell. I'm looking ahead and getting myself majorly confused.
Looking ahead, yeah. But anyway, Knees, nice one.
Knees is much easier to, easy to remember. Or say, right, thanks for your twats. If you have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. We can play the theme tune. We're all happy. I can get used to saying the name Paterson and not Swindle.
Well, just say Knees.
Knees would be easier.
Yeah.
We all have knees. Most of us have knees.
Well, most people do.
We've all got knees.
That's one of the brilliant things you can type into Google when you type in do midgets. You know, have you ever done that?
No.
Yeah, there's a stand-up comic called Phil Cooper who, for no apparent reason, he or someone had access to the internet, and someone typed into Google do midgets. I don't know where it was going. But anyway, what comes up is startling. Right, and one of the many things that comes up is do midgets have knees?
Oh.
Yeah, it's very odd. It's very odd. And I know that midget isn't a word you're supposed to use now. I'm not sure what you are supposed to use, but I'm pretty sure it's not midget.
You can do dwarf either.
No, you can't.
No.
No, I think it's not even vertically challenged, is it? It's little people, I think. But that sounds wrong as well, because that makes them sound like leprechauns.
Yeah.
I don't know. We need a proper name for diminutive people, don't we? Maybe we can call them diminutive people.
Well, easy for you to say.
It is, yeah.
Oh, I can't get my mouth around knees.
I would hope you never have to. I'm sorry, go on.
Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
And he says...
Egg Tollo, Sussex Saint.
He says, hi, Tony. Only one person who stands out as being a first class, although no class would be a better description, twat. And that's the speedboat killer Jack Shepherd.
Oh, God, yes.
After his date died in a speedboat accident, he took flight and was convicted of manslaughter in his absence. He continues to say he is innocent despite all the evidence he was convicted on, and he has the barefaced audacity to claim that he is depressed and suicidal, and that he is the victim. He's even suggesting the person who was killed caused the accident. Open and shut case, no debate. Jack Shepherd, currently residing in a Georgian cell where he can rot, is a twat. Thanks for succeeding.
He did well to get that far.
He did, didn't he?
He was picked up in Tbilisi, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know many people that have ever even been to Tbilisi. He must have thought he might be safe there. He probably did his research.
It's quite a random place to go. Yeah, there's got to be some kind of extradition thing, I should imagine.
Well, there's a 3-month extradition thing going on right now, I think, that's just started, so it's not going anywhere soon. But yes, massive twatness.
Massive twatness, no argument there. You ready?
Yeah.
For manslaughter and then fleeing the conviction, Jack Shepherd, currently residing in a Georgian cell, is a twat.
Yeah, we should probably say allegedly there.
Well, he was convicted. Can we not? Is that not the case?
Was he?
Well, it was. Oh, well, he went to court and he was charged and convicted.
Yeah, he was charged. Was he convicted?
He was convicted in court. Yeah, but he was absent. But it's the conviction stands.
I see. Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'll take it back. What a twat!
Exactly.
All right. One last track this week, Tony. Here's a band that don't mind us getting their name wrong, and the proof of that is that there's a really nice bit about us on their website.
Is there?
I do a good course about Leeds punk rock legends, the Swindells.
Oh, Swindells, yeah.
Probably the Swindells. But yeah, if you go on their website, there's a bit that says radio plays or whatever, and there's a list of five or six stations that have that have played them with some stuff about them, and ours is particularly nice. So hello, the Swindells.
Hey, Tolo.
Heg Tolo the Swindells. Oh, no, I'm really falling down on it this week. Heg Tolo the Swindells. Tony, what is the Swindells? Now, it's for all. Pressure. What is... I'll say now, they are T-H-E-S-W-I-N-D-E-L-L-S. Probably called the Swindells. We like calling them the Swindells as if they were some Motown outfit, which they are, of course, not. What is the Swindells website?
TheSwindells.com.
TheSwindells.band. Paulie the Internet 5, Tony 4. Ha-ha, woo-hoo-hoo! It's a win for Paulie. Nice one. Simon Knott, are you listening? This is Same Old. Well, that's about the size of it. That was the Swindells and a track called Same Old. Make sure you check them out anytime you get the chance to. They have got some dates coming up in Yorkshire. You can find out more about on their website, theswindells.band. Tony, just before we finish, I will say, I'll just check my NatWest money app, my bank thing, my online banking thing. And I've got to say, so much better than HSBC for the simple reason that the HSBC one involves a passcode and all messing about. And the NatWest one, I can do it with a fingerprint.
Yep.
Got a fingerprint thing going. You seem to know all this.
Steph was with HSBC, and I remember every time she logged in, she had to put a little calculator thing on it. It was a pain in the arse.
It really is. Whereas the NatWest one's great, which means that all you have to do is nick the index finger on my left hand and my phone, and you'll be able to owe someone about 800 quid.
Excellent.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. Technology.
Maybe you could mention internet stations that carry this show and indeed other ways to listen.
Yep, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-U-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. And for all you young whippersnappers out there and people who are technically minded, we're on Spotify as well. Just open your Spotify app, search for Punky in the podcast. We'll be right at the top. So,
right.
Yeah. There's not many podcasts called Punky, especially on Spotify.
That's also true, yeah.
So,
that's also true, yeah.
Check it out.
I thought you meant we were just at the top. We're not.
Well,
we're just...
you know.
Hey, who knows, Tony? We're going to see some people that listen right now at the Nottingham Comedy Industry Walking Tour on Saturday. We might see one or two others in the Nottingham area over the weekend. That's it for me. Hope you have a brilliant week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.